Progressive Radio News Hour with Stephen Ledman, Thursdays at 11 a.m. and weekends at 1 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Let me jump right into the program, if I may. I'll interrupt that music. I want to make one announcement before we begin our program on a very vital topic. And my guest today is Dr. Rima Labo, and I'll give her a proper introduction in a minute. Today is a very important day for me. It's the sentencing day for Afia Siddiqui. I've written three times about Afia. I've written about many political prisoners in the country. There are literally hundreds. You'll never hear a corporate media even mention of such a thing, but it exists and it gets worse all the time. Afia's case is the absolute most egregious one I know. That's why I wrote about it three times. Today she'll be sentenced. They could put her away for life. They could give her a death penalty. What did she do? Nothing. Nothing. She's an innocent woman. She was framed. For years, she was brutally tortured, multiply raped in Afghanistan. U.S. Guards, CIA, who knows who the devil did it. Her persona is completely destroyed. No matter what retribution she might ever get, she'll never be the same human being again. That's what this country did to her and does to so many others. Her day in court is today. She may be there right now. I will be alerted if there is a decision, a sentencing decision, and I'll announce it. And if I don't get it on air, which I probably won't, I'll do it on Saturday. Her case is very important to me. Now let me set the table for my guests, and then I'll introduce Rima. Many listeners know her, but I'll do it for those who don't. We want to talk about so-called food safety. Food safety, this country doesn't give a damn about food safety. Last July, July 29th, the U.S. House passed H.R. 2749. They called it the Orwellian languages. Well, you understand that. The name of the law is Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009. My God, it has nothing to do with enhancing food safety. There's a companion bill on March 3rd. That was last year. Let me just scroll down in my article a little bit. Anyway, there's a companion. I don't have the date in front of me. There was a companion Senate bill, S-510. Same language, same idea. What is this all about? Again, it has nothing whatsoever to do with food safety. It has everything to do with giving agribusiness more power than it already has, which means destroying small farmers, destroying small food-related businesses that agribusiness competes with, harming consumers, and doing absolutely zero for food safety. In fact, it does exactly the opposite. It harms food safety. Corporate profits first, consumers be damned, including their health and welfare. That's what these bills are all about. We want to talk about them, and we'll do it with Rima. Rima is medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. She and it advocate for the right of everyone to choose a personal health plan free from government and especially corporate interference, because they mean you no good whatsoever. She is a fierce opponent of these bills. We all should fiercely oppose them, because, again, they are against us and for all of the dark forces, as I like to call them, that will benefit so greatly by the Senate bill passing. And then Obama, for sure, will sign the bill, because he has been a human wrecker in his time in office. Rima, welcome to the program. I'll let you take over and explain the horror of these bills. Rima?
I'm happy to do that, Stephen, and I want to thank you for having me on your show. Your commentaries, not only on the subjects that we're focused on, personal and health freedom, but also on so many other issues around the world are enormously important, intelligent, and well-researched. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. And
it's an honor for me to have you on. We're on the same page on the issues that you and I know about. I don't know about all of your issues, but on the ones that we have communicated on, we very definitely are on the same page. So you take over.
Thank you. Today is another very important day in addition to the sentencing that you were talking about. I am, as you said, the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. Our website is www.healthfreedomusa.org. Healthfreedomusa.org. Now, the reason that today is such an extraordinarily important day is that there is a bill before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This bill was introduced on September 13th, very unusual at the end of a session of Congress, which is about to become a lame duck Congress, to introduce an important bill this late. And it's been rushed through. In fact, the Judiciary Committee is considering the bill today. Its number is S-37-67.
I do know about this. I did not write about it. This will be a substitute for what there is right now, but it certainly is not an improvement. But you continue.
S-37-67 is called the food. The Food Accountability Act. And the Food Accountability Act has within it language to criminalize selling supplements, nutrients, et cetera, which have any science behind them, for which anyone has ever made a claim, whether the manufacturer was involved in that claim or not. It is one of the ways that the FDA, which is a unit of the pharmaceutical and agribiz industries, it is one of the ways that it will drive all nutrients out of existence, which have any potency sufficient to help people. Does that sound extreme? Well, there's another danger attached to it. There's another bill before the Senate of the United States called S-510, which, as you said, is a rewording of the bill that the House passed on July 30th, which industrializes the entire U.S. food supply. It will put out of business all local farmers, all organic farmers, unless they are the giant phony organic industrial organic business, huge farmers, which are really not organic at all. Why? Because clean food is the economic competitor of the pharmaceutical industry. Think about it. If you're eating clean food, clean, unadulterated, non-genetically modified, non-chemically toxic food, you're probably going to be healthy, and you're probably not going to be a very good aftermarket customer for the pharmaceutical industry. Think about it again. We have asked our supporters, and you have shared this information with your audience, and I thank you, Stephen. We've asked them to have senators put a hold on S-510 in order to prevent it from being passed as a, quote, non-controversial bill by unanimous congressional consent, a bill that industrializes the entire food supply and makes seed saving illegal for small farmers is hardly a non-controversial bill. At this point, we have more than 600,000 emails from people in the United States asking their senators to prevent the passage of this bill. Senators like Harry Reid has said that they would, in fact, kill the bill. And then the same day, last Thursday, Harry Reid flip-flopped and said, oh, no, we're going to push it through. But with the hold by Senator Tom Coburn of Colorado, they cannot push it through. So here's the deal, we believe. They introduced this horror show, 3767, and We believe today, when it's discussed in the Judiciary Committee, they will insert into it the language of S-510 as an amendment. Then they'll report it out of committee to the Senate floor. So you see, they can't pass S-510 because we, the people, have said, don't you dare, Senator. But they can slip it into another bill. That's why today is such an important day. And that's why we are asking everyone within the sound of our collective voices and our email capacity and our websites to take action. How do you take action? Two ways. First of all, you go to our website, www.healthfreedomusa. Don't forget the USA, healthfreedomusa.org. You click on the action items. You tell the Judiciary Committee, don't you dare, and you tell your senator, place a hold on S-510. Don't pass S-510. And then you send that email out to your contacts. You take it viral. Our power is the power of the multiplied voice speaking truth to power. And that multiplier is your contact list. This is an urgent, seminal moment in the history of freedom. If you don't have access to clean food, you have no way to protect your body. The FDA said, I'm almost finished, the FDA said in a brief in the raw milk case that consumers have no right to determine what they eat, the quality of what they eat, the cleanliness of what they eat, or the contents of what they eat. That's what we're dealing with. And let me remind people that the Uber cartel is what we're dealing with. It is not big pharma or big agribiz or big biotech or big Medica. They are one huge unit, and they are part of the unit that includes big war and big oil. This is a battle for freedom and personal ownership of one's own body. The word that describes people whose body is owned by other people, whose health and personal choices are made by other people, is a very simple ancient word. It's slave. So this is a battle for freedom, Stephen, and I urge everyone listening to go to our website, healthfreedomusa.org, and take the top three action items, once for every member of your family, and then forward it to your entire contact list with a sentence that says, this is important to me. I believe it will be important to you. Please take the action items here and then forward it to your contact list for them to do the same.
Rima,
That's what it takes.
Give the number give the number of the Senate bill again.
Absolutely. One of the bills is the misnamed, phony, dangerous food safety bill introduced by Senator Durbin, and that is S-510. The other one has been introduced by Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and that is the Food Accountability Bill, and that is S-3767.
And one more thing, Rima. I say it numerous times, and I've written it, that this country is on a fast track toward full-blown fascism. Fascism, everybody knows what fascism is besides the link between big business and big government working for their mutual benefit. The politicians, of course, paid off to do what the corporate predators want, and what they want is our welfare, of course, to suck every bit of life and wealth from us and transfer it to themselves and leave empty shells behind and destroy all of our civil and human rights. They simply don't give a damn about us. They want to use us for what they can get out of us, and then they want to discard us like trash and move on to the next victim, just the way a vampire sucks out the blood of its host and then moves on to another victim. And that's exactly where this country is heading. Obama is their agent. listen to this program can't possibly support Obama. We have made a prima facie and every other kind of case on what a criminal he has been across the board, besides support for all of the criminal corporate activities. He's wrecked health care. He's wrecked financial reform. I understand also that all of these bills are written by corporate lawyers or their lobbyist lawyers. The bills are written to give these bandits everything they want, and in plain English, to screw us, well, to poison our food supply and deprive us of the right to protect our bodies that way, besides our health through what they call health care. Rima, it's health care. I don't call the health care industry that. I call it a disease care industry, because these people thrive on illness and disease. If healthy people will put them out of business. You continue.
Exactly. Exactly. There is no health care, official health care in the United States, except what is called misnamed alternative medicine, which is not the alternative. It is the principal health care system that restores and maintains health for the body. Allopathic medicine is pharmaceutical medicine, and as such, it is illness creation and management system, starting with vaccination of pregnant women, a true abomination, and moving forward with the aftermarket, well, the vaccination of children and babies, unbelievably atrocious from a scientific point of view, and then the aftermarket of cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and all the other highly profitable diseases that are supported by undernutrition, which is what you get with industrial food. It's one cartel, and I agree with everything you've just said about what the intention is, except one thing, Stephen, if I may disagree with you.
Oh, sure.
After they have made us ill and sucked every bit of life and health and vitality from us and turned us into dependent serfs, waiting for the masters to toss us a bucket of slops and a little bit of painkiller. After they do that, they want a sustainable planet, which means you and I and our loved ones die, because their program, articulated by the World Health Organization, the United States government, and others, and we've published this articulation material, their program is to reduce the population so that they, the masters, can have a sustainable planet. Sustainable for them, we're dead.
Rima, I have written about this. I left that out, and that is a very, very important part of their agenda. This is a policy that goes back many decades. The Rockefeller people are behind this, and the Rockefellers are alive and well, including the head of the Klan. My God, what's his first name?
David Rockefeller.
David Rockefeller, of course. He's about 94 years old now. He's called the Master Spider. Why is he called the Master Spider? Because he is the number one kingpin of all the corporate predators, and everybody takes their cue from him. I don't know how much longer he has, but he's still around. He's still making mischief, and there are plenty of others along with him. There's an infestation of these people, as you say, Rima, and they absolutely believe there are too many people in the world. They don't just want to get rid of millions or hundreds of millions. They want to get rid of billions, maybe,
and
cut the world population in half, maybe two-thirds. And the
articulate, sorry to interrupt you, Stephen, but they articulate that it is the goal to eliminate a minimum of 80 and better 90% of the world's population. This is depopulation. The entire overpopulation myth was created by John D. Rockefeller with Rockefeller Foundation money for the purpose of coming to this point. Some people have heard me tell of the patient whom I had, because I am a physician who practices medicine without drugs, and therefore people come to me from all over the world, from many walks of life. The head of state who told me, it is almost, in 2002, it is almost time for the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, to begin. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, you know, the culling of the useless eaters. And that was the first time I had ever heard that term. I've since written about it in an article called The Killing Fields of Codex, which readers might want to look up. The term useless eaters is a term of art from Germany starting in 1922, long before the Nazis, when it was decided that those people who, and I quote, lived lives not worth living, needed to be eliminated for the good of the state in order to save the state money. I think that's the same as Rahm Emanuel saying that the elderly should just accept with good grace that they're going to die in order to make room and save money for younger people. I believe that would be the same articulation. And this set of bills, S-510 and S-3767, are major forward movements of this genocidal agenda. Either we act or we die.
Oh, absolutely, Rima. And I mean, so much more besides this. You know, the toxic vaccines, the bogus swine flu pandemic. We're back in the flu season again. Don't anybody take a vaccine or a flu shot or anything. All I want to do is poison your body, and then you'll die. You'll get sick 5-10 years later. You'll have no idea that it came from this crap that they injected into your body, plus the poison food, plus the chemicals all around us, plus all the rest, Rima. Useless eaters, I have used that phrase a few times myself, and one thing I've also written about a few times, but it goes back before him, Henry Kissinger's infamous NSM or NMM.
National Security Memorandum, NSM.
200. Back in the early 1970s, maybe 73, 74. I mean, he just flat. I've quoted him verbatim. This stuff was supposed to stay secret, but it came out, and he basically said that we have too many people around. We just have to get rid of hundreds of millions of them. And you know, I mean, they're all. You can't just shoot them down or bomb them or nuke them. You have to be clever about it, like feed them toxic vaccines or poisonous food or sterilize women or all kinds of nefarious things like that, without being so obvious that you just want to kill them off. You want to kill them off. They want the world's resources, Rima, for themselves. They don't want useless eaters using the world's resources that they can sell for a profit. I mean, these people they want to get rid of are poor people mainly, and the world has mostly got a very poor population.
That's not entirely true, Stephen.
They can't buy this stuff, Rima.
Initially, it was poor people with brown skin, but
they mostly have brown skin or black skin. These are the people they're talking about. But the people who can't spend money on their products are the ones they want to get rid of. The ones who can buy their products so they can make a profit, those are the ones they want to keep. But that's a minority.
Well, no, not exactly, Stephen. That was the initial phase. Then, and this is well articulated and documented, Henry Kissinger said in that same document, NSM 200, that the depopulation, reduction of population would, and I quote, start with the third world, and he named a number of countries, and then it would move to the rest of the world, the developed world later, and vaccines, Bill Gates, a huge proponent of vaccine programs around the world, including flying syringes, mosquitoes genetically modified to be vaccine deliverers, and nano droplets that would be activated by your own sweat when they fall from the sky. This is crazy, by the way. Possible, but crazy. What they said was that they would start with the masses of the developing world or the poverty-stricken world, and then they would bring that home to the rest of the world that needs to be eliminated. Because if you're going to eliminate 80 to 90% of the world's population, poor people won't do. There are just too many of us. The UK has adopted a resolution. Its parliament has adopted a resolution to reduce their population by half in the next generation. I mean, they're committing suicide for themselves because of this deluded insanity, and food is very much a part of it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
let me add one thing to what you're talking about. I mean, they have lots of pickings right here in the U.S. I just wrote about a census report saying there are nearly 50 million impoverished people in America, and they use an old formula for how they calculate the level of poverty. The real level of poverty in America, I believe, is minimum 100 million people, a third of the population. Those are the ones that can easily be targeted to get rid of. Who needs that 100 million, one-third of America? I mean, easy pickings here, and the same thing is true throughout the Western world.
Absolutely. Now, food is the conqueror's weapon. It has been since before the time of Genghis Khan. Scorched earth policies, poisoning fields and burning down granaries. This is the way you deplete the population that you have no use for. We are being attacked. It is utterly essential that you go to this link, the set of links. They're on our website at www.healthfreedomusa.org. Take the actions once for every member of your family, and then I urge you, no, I beg you, as a free woman, believing that you are free men and women too, to take this action viral, send it to every one of your contacts. No, let me revise that. Only send it to the people who eat anything.
I'm not sure it's safe to eat. I eat a lot of organic foods, and I'm also a vegetarian. But all the time I worry that there literally will be nothing safe left to eat in this world. And I know they want to harm us, get rid of us, make us sick. I say it all the time, Rima. Listeners know this. Listeners to this program know this. Our government is not our ally. Our government is our enemy. And it does not make a difference whether we're talking about George Bush or Barack Obama or whoever comes after him or after him. They mean us harm. Unless we protect ourselves, they will destroy us. That's what they want to do.
Precisely. They will destroy our liberty. They will destroy our ability to process information and to spread information by taking away the internet. And there are methods being developed now to overcome that. And right now, they're trying to destroy our ability to have clean food.
Absolutely, Rima. That music means that we're out of time. Such an important topic to discuss. I absolutely will not let go of this one, and unfortunately there are so many vital issues and only so many hours on air to discuss them, and we don't reach the millions. We don't go around the clock. We don't have a megaphone like the dark forces that we're up against. But our only chance, Rima, as you well know, if we don't fight for our rights, not sit back and let somebody else do it. If we don't do it, we're going to lose them. And America, it is not a pleasant place to be in right now. As bad as it is, as bad as many of listeners to this program know it, it's going to get a lot worse ahead unless we're willing to do something to see that that doesn't happen. It won't be easy, but great battles are won by people who say sometimes the impossible can be accomplished. I believe the impossible can be accomplished, provided enough of us are willing to go at it and go about doing it. Rima, I thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Amen to everything you've said.
And join us again this weekend. There'll always be great programming on this program and on PRN. It's vital stuff. You need to stick to this kind of stuff. And tell Fox and CNN and the rest of them, chuck them. They mean you ill. PRN, this program, others on PRN, Helen Caldicott, wonderful woman, brand new program, terrific that she's on Sundays at 3 p.m. I'm going to have to listen if I have a chance. I do so much writing and all the rest, but absolutely stick with what's good and what could help you. That's our best chance. And then get active and join the campaign with so many others to do something about it. Join us on Saturday, 1 p.m., Sunday at 1 p.m., more great programming. Make it a regular habit.